It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That's spelled Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Now, shouldn't the plural for princess be like princi or something? I mean, like the plural for radius is radii, so shouldn't a plural for princess be princi? I don't know. The reason I'm thinking about that is because I am sitting here just across the way from where they have all the princi set up taking pictures with the young folks. The only one I could actually see is Cinderella. But other than that, all like, there's Alice. Which technically, she's not really a princess, but I guess we'll count her. At least I think that's who that is. Can't imagine who else it would be. I'm pretty sure it's Alice. But anyway, there's princesses or princi or whatever they happen to be in abundance across the way getting their pictures taken. I don't know if they charge for that. I would imagine they probably do through PhotoPass. Take the picture and then go buy it on PhotoPass. But you know, they're pretty nice about that. I gotta say that, considering that it is a money-making venture, if you go over there and you ask them to use your camera to take a picture, I haven't seen them refuse to do it, so that's not too bad. But you're not going to get as good a picture as you will if they take it with the pro cameras. You know, it is extremely crowded today. It's like a Saturday. There must be something special going on today that I am unaware of, because there's way too many people here for a Wednesday. I stood in line for, probably 15 minutes just to get into the park, which is really unusual for a Wednesday. It's usually walk up, and you just walk right in, but not that way today, for sure. By the way, is episode 65 of Podketeer. And welcome to the show. Well, we're just creeping up on 100 here. We're quite a bit better than halfway there. Ain't going to be too awful long before we'll get to 100. Figure, what are we? There goes the monorail, as you can probably guess. I don't really have to tell you that. If you're listening to a Disney podcast, I'm quite sure you recognize that horn. If you don't, then I really don't know why you're listening to a Disney podcast. But, all right, well, I'm about run out of things to say. You know, just to make a point, you know, I do this show pretty much off the cuff. I don't, and I'm sure you can tell, I don't have anything rehearsed, or I don't have notes, or most of the time don't have any plan whatsoever what I'm going to say when I hit the button to record. And I kind of like it that way myself. You know, once in a while I'll record stuff and then something happens during the week and I, something Disney related will occur, and I'll end up not even using what I've recorded. In fact, I've probably got 10 shows that I recorded like this out at the park, and for one reason or another, either bad recording quality especially early on when I was just learning how to use the equipment or something else and didn't use the show. I had to put together the lost episodes of Podketeer. Not that anybody would want to listen to it, but hey, I'm up to 60 people listening to the show, so thank you, the 60 of you that are downloading the show. We're creeping up there. I don't do much in the way of promotions or anything, so it's just by word of mouth that it creeps up every week. I notice a few more. Every once in a while, it'll drop a little bit. Then I cry. So if you don't want to make me cry, don't cancel your subscription to the show. You don't want to have an hour-long episode of me weeping now, do you? Alrighty, well, I'm going to wander around here and see what's up at the park and maybe wander over to California Adventure and see what's hopping over there. I think I'm going to catch a little video at the Frankenweenie exhibit. So, without further ado, on with the rest of the show.
See the night in a whole new light. It's Summer Nightastic, this summer at the Disneyland Resort.
Well, Podketeers, I'm wandering around out here in the Esplanade, reading the bricks. I get a kick out of doing that every once in a while. Hey, here's one just 2 days before my birthday. Mitchell Howe and Tim Petrie. Oh, not Mitchell, pardon me, Michelle Howe and Tim Petrie. November 1st, 2005. Let's see, what else we got here? Philip Ardron. No, nothing with it, just the name. Let's see, Pat Iverson, mother. Bellingham, Washington. All right, one more. Brownie and Lori Davis, July 7, 2007. I wanted to get one of these when they were selling them. Never got around to doing it. I forget how much they were now. It was like $300 or something. It's really, nowadays, doesn't seem like that bad. You know, they have your name out here for, I don't know if it's forever, but some of them have been out here for, you know, like 8 or 10 years. That's the oldest one here. There's one dated 2002. I don't know if it was put here in 2002. Most of them in this area are 2005. Let's see. I'll wander over, see if the dates change. 2005. 2005. The vast majority of these are 2005. Yeah, obviously some of these aren't the date they were put here. Here's one 1968.
I never did it. I still
these bricks were
it.
Not here in 1968 because this was a parking lot in 1968. All the ones here in the center seem to be 2000. All right, let's see here. One more I'll read. See, Tommy, Becca, and Jake Lowenstein. See, that's brick number C32-236. Some of these out here in the center are getting kind of hard to read. Just from many, many years of getting walked on. That's my life. Many, many years of getting walked on. All right, well, I'm going to head for the gates here and get inside California Adventure before it gets too late. And there's a kid kissing the ground. I don't think that's such a good idea. Alrighty, I'll be back. Well, I made it into California Adventure. Standing here next to the trolley stop. I was trying to make the trolley, but it's full. So I'll have the pleasure of watching it travel away. It ain't moving yet, but it's gonna. I sure like this area since they redid things. It's much more pleasant. This is what it should have looked like to begin with. It's definitely much more inviting than what they had had before. You know, I just realized that that bell that you hear is not coming from the trolley, it's coming from the speaker. Huh, wonder why they did that. You think it would be more realistic if they had actually put the bell on the trolley itself.
What did your brother say?
Now, I'm actually not talking about the steady beat that you heard there. That was the railroad crossing. But they pull a string inside the trolley and it rings a bell, but like I said, the bell is actually in a speaker not on the trolley. So don't know what the reasoning for that is, but it must have made sense when they planned it out. Let's see here. Oh, they've got some new shirts that I did not, either they're new or I just didn't see them when I was here last. They're baseball shirts. They have Buena Vista on them. Unfortunately, I am a large person, and most of the shirts don't fit me. But I don't know if those are for sale or not, though. Right next to them, they've got a baseball trophy, so that may just be for display. I'm going to wander in there and see what they got. Let's see.
Yeah, but we didn't go in here.
You know, I was over at the Emporium, and I was standing there looking at these new miniature Mickey Mouse ears that they have that you can actually wear. I mean, it's pretty smart marketing. The hat is about a quarter the size of a regular set of Mickey Mouse ears, and the price is the same as the regular size set. So they can make four of them for the cost of a regular set of Mickey Mouse ears and charge you the same price. Of course, I haven't seen if they're selling or not. That's the key. But while I was standing there looking at them, this young kid walked by, and he shoved one into a row of them and knocked a couple of them off onto the floor. And I spoke up and I said to his mother, I said, you know, your son just knocked these on the floor. And she looks over at me and she says, sorry, and walked off. I'm sorry. If that was my kid and my kid did that, my kid would have been back there picking them up. Of course, she would have never done that. She had learned better. But I have a feeling that lady may be sorry that she isn't teaching her kid better than that. All right, well, I'm here in the hat section of the Five and Dime, and no sign of those shirts in here. So I'm going to go over. There's some shirts over here. Some cute shirts, but nothing like what's in the window. A little baby shirt, all aboard Red Car Trolley. My daughter is expecting, and we're going to have a new little one in the family, so I'm going to have fun coming over here buying all these little baby clothes.
I'll probably go bankrupt.
Sorry.
Okay, I'm over in the toy store. Don't see any signs of anything over here, like it was in the window. Here's the kids' clothes. And again, no baseball stuff. Here's the adult clothing. If it's going to be anywhere, it'll be here. And I don't see anything yet. Bunch of the 2012 stuff, which is a design that I've never been real thrilled with. I do have a tank top with that design on it, because they had one in a 3X, which they don't usually have. Nope. No sign of the baseball shirts. Bummer. And I also noticed that they seem to have either sold out of the California Adventure Partner Statue, or just took them off the shelf because they no longer have them.
Yeah. Sure. I'll tell you what.
Like, I was going to open the door, but...
Yep, I can officially tell you they don't have baseball shirts. That's too bad. That would be a cool shirt to have. All right, I'll be back from another section of the park. I'm back here in the Mad Tea Party area. There's one thing I'm sad to see with the summer gone, is the Mad Tea Party is only on the weekends. So unless I want to brave the crowds on the weekends, I can't watch the band. But I'll get out here every couple of weeks, at least on a Friday or Saturday, so I can see it, because I really do enjoy it. Even though they keep repeating the darn songs over and 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 over again. But that's okay. Alrighty, well, we'll wander over to Cars Land, see what's up. The neon should be coming on just about now. It's starting to get dark. And that's my favorite part of Cars Land, is the neon. So, be back.
Wanna grow up, find a toy's wrecking. They got a million toys and toys rats that I can play with. I don't wanna grow up, I'm a toy's just kid. They got the best for so much less. You really flip your lid. From bikes to trains to video games.
In Southern California, so you probably know when it's the best time to go to Disneyland, right? Right now.
It's your time to ride, California.
Now's the perfect time to go.
It's your time to ride, California.
Take it back.
Oh, take it slow.
Foolish mortals.
Stand by to dive.
Diving stations.
Just wait so long.
Smile for the camera.
Space Force White, you may proceed.
Here we go.
When was the last time there was enough time to do it all at Disneyland? Well, now you can. Isn't it about time?
It's your time to ride.
You're listening to Podketeer.
I'm in Cars Land and here at the Cozy Cone Motel, and Mater and Lightning McQueen are leaving. Not that you get a whole lot of valuable audio from that anyway. It's more of a picture thing than anything else. Now, this week I have, in addition to the audio podcast that you are currently listening to, I have also put together a video podcast.
Hopefully.
So, if you look on the site, in addition to the icon to download the audio podcast, there, hopefully, if, I think I got it figured out this time, there will hopefully be a way to download the video podcast. Now, unfortunately, just about the time I was filming Cars Land, the video gave out and I ran out of space on my iPod Touch. I only have an 8 gigabyte Touch, so once it gets up to about 30 minutes of video, I run out of space. So that's all you're going to get is 30-minute video podcasts until I buy something a little bigger. But I got some of the Neon. It doesn't transfer very well to an iPod Touch. Mater is running by making a bunch of racket here, so I'll let you listen to Mater. I thought Mater and Lightning were both leaving, but apparently they were trading places. Mater's leaving, but Lightning's still back at the motel. But as I was saying, I took some video. Bright lights on Neon, they don't transfer very well to the iPod Touch. So I don't know how good a video you're going to get of that. And same thing with the still photographs. They kind of, the lights kind of wash out. So what I'm eventually going to do is take my good camera out here and play with the settings a little bit and get some good pictures of the Neon. And I'll put those on the website. I had promised on the last podcast to put multiple pictures of the Frankenweenie up there, and I actually only ended up with one. I'm going to get out there, and on the link for last week's show, I'm going to add two or three more pictures to that. The pictures weren't quite as good as I was hoping for. They looked good on my iPod, but when I transferred them to the computer, they weren't quite as good as I was hoping for. But there's still two or three of them that are worth putting on the site, and I'm going to do that. And I've also got, you know, if you're interested in seeing the exhibit and you can't make it out there, maybe you're too far away or whatever, take a look at the video, because I recorded substantial sections of it, including the little film they show in there, a couple of the short vignettes that they show. They've got a little movie screen on three of the displays that they've got there that show some interesting facts about the filming of the scene that they portray. So you might want to download the video just to watch that if you're interested in Frankenweenie. Alrighty, well, I'm gonna wander back out to Buena Vista Street and get ready to take off and head home. It's about 7:30 and it's getting close to my bedtime. So I'll be back for the last of the show.
Hoppin' fast, ride droppin', flying through space, mountain sky. Magical dreamin', tower drop screamin', it's a spectacular night. Jungle Cruise roaring, Toy Story scoring, electric light parading, my heart soaring.
Well, Podcateers, I'm just about at the end of my visit to the park for today. It's running on 8 o'clock. The park closes at 8, so I'll be out of here momentarily. I have jacket remorse for today because I brought a jacket with me. Because it's been getting down into the 60s, which for Southern California is a little chilly. But right now it's not chilly at all. It's still up in the mid-70s. So didn't need the jacket, so I just walked around the park with it tied around my waist all day. Oh well. And the next time I won't bring the jacket and I'll freeze to death. So that's just how it goes here in Southern California. I got a little insider's tip for you. If you've used the restroom, and I'm sure you have at Disneyland, you will no doubt recall that they give you a section of paper towel just about big enough to place a dime on. It's really a very small paper towel. I'll tell you a little trick. When you activate the paper towel dispenser, if you will get a hold of the paper towels and gently pull as it feeds, it will not stop feeding. So you can get just about as long a piece of paper towel as you want. So next time you wash your hands at Disneyland and you need paper towels, just try my trick and all the money you spent downloading Podcateer will be well worth it. Alrighty, well, that's just about it for today's show. I certainly hope you enjoyed listening to it, and don't forget, this week we have a video podcast for you to download. So take a look, and unless I have another disaster like the last time I tried it, I tried converting the file over, and no matter what I converted it to, I couldn't get it to download and play. But I think I've got that figured out. I tried a little test piece that worked, so hopefully this one will work. I've figured out how to convert it and put it up there in a format where it'll play. So check that out. I've got a nice little segment on the Frankenweenie exhibit showing quite a bit of it using video, which definitely, I believe, shows it a lot better than the photographs I took last week. And it was enjoyable again. I really have a good time looking at that. I can't wait for the movie to come out. It's going to be cool. All right, y'all take care of yourselves. And you, of course, have a magical Disney week. And as usual, we'll see you at the park. Ta-ta for now.
World Wide Web? Is there a way to put this on just the American part? Greetings. Today, I, Sam, the American Eagle, am here to offer you something never before seen on the internet. Culture, morality, and patriotism. You may proceed. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. Wait a minute, I memorized this part. Oh yes, and keep the world safe from weirdos, have brought forth it. Never mind.
That was terrible!
Horrendous!
I'm offended!
I'm appalled!
So what are we gonna do?
Oh, what else? Email it to everybody we know!
Good idea.
The great caricature artwork on the Podcateer website was created by Disneyland artist Catherine Clark. You may email her at portraitsandcaricatures@yahoo.com. Her blog is located at www.myspace.com/Clark_art.
Podcateer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company, or any of its affiliates. Any similarity to living persons, or Disney characters, without satirical purpose, or the act of reviewing a product, or reporting on an event, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is a production of Toys Etc. in Southern California, and is protected by a Creative Commons, Share Alike 3.0 license. To contact us at Podcateer, please email us at podcateer@earthlink.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Hilda, yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company.
That's right.
M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Home.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.